Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее место действия. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. Now we are in a place which is one of the most famous sites in our city. It's very popular with tourists, especially those who are travelling with children. I saw it for the first time when I was at school myself.
Did your teacher bring you here?
Actually, yes, and I remember that I wanted to skip it. I thought that looking at toys and listening to the history of toys was somehow not a serious business for a person who was dreaming of a career in aviation.
What kind of toys are displayed here? And can we buy some as presents for ourselves and our families?
I'll explain everything in a minute. And now, could you please proceed to the first floor where we are going to start? Dialogue B.
And what are you doing, Peter? Have you solved the problem yet?
If you're talking about problem number 4, I think I'm very close to finding the solution. But my result doesn't agree with the key for some reason.
Well, let me see. Yes, you're on the right track here, but there's a mistake in your calculation.
Where is it?
Check the second line. You've confused the figures for the speed of the plane and the distance.
Oh, what a silly mistake. Dialogue C.
It's a nice place, isn't it?
Yes, and it's warm here. My ears and hands are absolutely frozen.
Then you should buy that hat and those handmade gloves.
Those huge green ones? Oh no, thank you very much. They'd be good for a fancy dress party.
I was only joking. But from time to time, I find nice things here. For a present for someone, for example.
That reminds me, I just need to find something for my nephew. He is turning 13 next Saturday.
Well, I'm not sure you'll find anything appropriate for a boy of his age here. He's not keen on wooden toy planes and mugs with city views, is he?
Dialogue D. Excuse me, can I have something to drink?
Could you wait for a few minutes, please? As soon as we reach the right altitude, you'll be offered drinks and snacks.
Okay, fine. And one more question, please.
Yes?
I forgot to buy souvenirs before the flight. Can I buy something right here for my family?
Yes. There's a catalogue for our air shop in the pocket of the seat in front of you.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Now we are in a place which is one of the most famous sights in our city. It's very popular with tourists, especially those who are travelling with children. I saw it for the first time when I was at school myself.
Did your teacher bring you here?
Actually, yes. And I remember that I wanted to skip it. I thought that looking at toys and listening to the history of toys was somehow not a serious business for a person who was dreaming of a career in aviation.
What kind of toys are displayed here? And can we buy some as presents for ourselves and our families?
I'll explain everything in a minute. And now, could you please proceed to the first floor where we are going to start? Dialogue B.
And what are you doing, Peter? Have you solved the problem yet?
If you're talking about problem number 4, I think I'm very close to finding the solution. But my result doesn't agree with the key for some reason.
Well, let me see. Yes, you're on the right track here, but there's a mistake in your calculation.
Where is it?
Check the second line. You've confused the figures for the speed of the plane and the distance.
Oh, what a silly mistake. Dialogue C.
It's a nice place, isn't it?
Yes, and it's warm here. My ears and hands are absolutely frozen.
Then you should buy that hat and those handmade gloves.
Those huge green ones? Oh no, thank you very much. They'd be good for a fancy dress party.
I was only joking. But from time to time, I find nice things here. For a present for someone, for example.
That reminds me, I just need to find something for my nephew. He is turning 13 next Saturday.
Well, I'm not sure you'll find anything appropriate for a boy of his age here. He's not keen on wooden toy planes and mugs with city views, is he?
Dialogue D. Excuse me, can I have something to drink?
Could you wait for a few minutes, please? As soon as we reach the right altitude, you'll be offered drinks and snacks.
Okay, fine. And one more question, please.
Yes?
I forgot to buy souvenirs before the flight. Can I buy something right here for my family?
Yes. There's a catalogue for our air shop in the pocket of the seat in front of you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
A friend of mine suggested going to a robot exhibition recently. It was a fantastic place, and there were lots of industrial and domestic robots exhibited there. I was amazed to learn what robots can actually do. Industrial robots can perform simple operations, load and unload heavy things, dig, build, and lots more. There are tiny robots that help doctors find out what a patient's disease is and cure it.
Speaker B. There are robots that look like human beings. A human look is important when the robot's job requires communication with people. These robots are very welcome in hospitals. They can lift patients from their beds and put them into their wheelchairs. The friendly-looking assistants get people to feel better and recover sooner. Human-looking robots that help elderly people to do work about the house are often able to participate in simple conversations. They provide company for lonely people, which helps them feel less lonely. Speaker C.
I've never been interested much in science fiction books, like about robots invading our planet. However, recently, I saw a TV programme about robots and robotics. Frankly, it made me feel a bit uneasy. These robots are so smart. And the most surprising fact is that they are able to learn much faster than people do. What if they are able to become smarter than we are? Might that mean they will rule the world instead of us?
Speaker D. Everything about robots makes me feel excited. I'm not talking about science fiction, but about real experiments and real machines scientists create today. I want to be part of these fantastic discoveries. I want to discover something myself. This is why I'm determined to study robotics at university. There, the students are able to take part in the most ambitious projects and work together with leading scientists and engineers. Speaker E.
My brother, who is a great science fiction fan, insists that robots will be able to experience emotions one day, just the way people do. It's nonsense, in my opinion. Like most things, my brother says. Robots are made of metal, and they are no more human than a car or a vacuum cleaner. They can do some jobs for people, but not because they want to, but because they are programmed to. Machines will never feel sympathy, anger, sadness, or joy. They are just machines.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
A friend of mine suggested going to a robot exhibition recently. It was a fantastic place, and there were lots of industrial and domestic robots exhibited there. I was amazed to learn what robots can actually do. Industrial robots can perform simple operations, load and unload heavy things, dig, build, and lots more. There are tiny robots that help doctors find out what a patient's disease is and cure it.
Speaker B. There are robots that look like human beings. A human look is important when the robot's job requires communication with people. These robots are very welcome in hospitals. They can lift patients from their beds and put them into their wheelchairs. The friendly-looking assistants get people to feel better and recover sooner. Human-looking robots that help elderly people to do work about the house are often able to participate in simple conversations. They provide company for lonely people, which helps them feel less lonely. Speaker C.
I've never been interested much in science fiction books, like about robots invading our planet. However, recently, I saw a TV programme about robots and robotics. Frankly, it made me feel a bit uneasy. These robots are so smart. And the most surprising fact is that they are able to learn much faster than people do. What if they are able to become smarter than we are? Might that mean they will rule the world instead of us?
Speaker D. Everything about robots makes me feel excited. I'm not talking about science fiction, but about real experiments and real machines scientists create today. I want to be part of these fantastic discoveries. I want to discover something myself. This is why I'm determined to study robotics at university. There, the students are able to take part in the most ambitious projects and work together with leading scientists and engineers. Speaker E.
My brother, who is a great science fiction fan, insists that robots will be able to experience emotions one day, just the way people do. It's nonsense, in my opinion. Like most things, my brother says. Robots are made of metal, and they are no more human than a car or a vacuum cleaner. They can do some jobs for people, but not because they want to, but because they are programmed to. Machines will never feel sympathy, anger, sadness, or joy. They are just machines.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, is this seat taken?
Oh no, sit down. I'll just put my bag under the seat in front of me.
Thank you. I'm Angela Smith. And your face looks familiar to me. Aren't you Miss Green's nephew? From Ferryboat Street?
No, I don't live in your town, actually. I've been visiting my friend from college, and it was my first visit. My name is Tom. Tom Snow.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, Tom. But you really do look like my neighbour's nephew.
Sorry for disappointing you. We are supposed to be in Manchester in an hour and a half, aren't we?
Even sooner. It's a high-speed train. I prefer it to the bus or the car.
Right, it's convenient.
Are you from Manchester, by the way?
No, all my family are in Scotland, and I live in Manchester now because I'm at college there.
I love Manchester. A great place for shopping.
Probably, but I usually shop only when I'm at home on holiday.
You must be missing your family.
Oh yes, I miss them a lot. And my mum's delicious dinners. I myself am absolutely helpless in the kitchen.
Me too.
My passion is music. We had a band at school, and now I play the drums in our college band.
The drums? Wow. Do you have any formal education in music?
No, I've never studied harmony or theory of music, and my future career will be about figures and calculations, not about music or the arts at all.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to be an engineer, and that's why I have to do lots of serious subjects at college.
I see. And I've always wanted to be a nurse or a doctor. But it's not easy to get into the medical faculty, you know.
Right, it's difficult.
Or I'll probably be a vet. I enjoy taking care of animals too.
Good idea. When I graduate from my college and get a permanent place to live, I'll probably adopt a dog. I've always wanted to have a dog, but my parents never allowed us to have pets.
Poor you. I have two cats at home.
So, once I have a dog, I'll know who can advise me about its health. It will be good to have a vet among my friends.
Well, of course I'll help. If I'm lucky enough to get a diploma in veterinary science, of course.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, is this seat taken?
Oh no, sit down. I'll just put my bag under the seat in front of me.
Thank you. I'm Angela Smith. And your face looks familiar to me. Aren't you Miss Green's nephew? From Ferryboat Street?
No, I don't live in your town, actually. I've been visiting my friend from college, and it was my first visit. My name is Tom. Tom Snow.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, Tom. But you really do look like my neighbour's nephew.
Sorry for disappointing you. We are supposed to be in Manchester in an hour and a half, aren't we?
Even sooner. It's a high-speed train. I prefer it to the bus or the car.
Right, it's convenient.
Are you from Manchester, by the way?
No, all my family are in Scotland, and I live in Manchester now because I'm at college there.
I love Manchester. A great place for shopping.
Probably, but I usually shop only when I'm at home on holiday.
You must be missing your family.
Oh yes, I miss them a lot. And my mum's delicious dinners. I myself am absolutely helpless in the kitchen.
Me too.
My passion is music. We had a band at school, and now I play the drums in our college band.
The drums? Wow. Do you have any formal education in music?
No, I've never studied harmony or theory of music, and my future career will be about figures and calculations, not about music or the arts at all.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to be an engineer, and that's why I have to do lots of serious subjects at college.
I see. And I've always wanted to be a nurse or a doctor. But it's not easy to get into the medical faculty, you know.
Right, it's difficult.
Or I'll probably be a vet. I enjoy taking care of animals too.
Good idea. When I graduate from my college and get a permanent place to live, I'll probably adopt a dog. I've always wanted to have a dog, but my parents never allowed us to have pets.
Poor you. I have two cats at home.
So, once I have a dog, I'll know who can advise me about its health. It will be good to have a vet among my friends.
Well, of course I'll help. If I'm lucky enough to get a diploma in veterinary science, of course.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.